Welcome to Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, your virtual community church. We're living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Join us now while Pastor Carlton Dean Harris brings us a word from our Lord.
Good morning, God. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas. He, God, has established it upon the floods. So he, God, knows and understands all about us. Father, thank you for being our strength, for being our creator. God, we bless you for being he who has kept us through the storms and the rains, through the hard times and the easier times, through the worst times, God, but through the good times. You've kept us, Lord, and you've established in us a will, God, to serve you, a way, God, to the truth and the life. You, Christ, the way, the truth, and the life, a way, God, to know and understand our mission in this life. Thank you, Christ, for leaving us with the prayers to extend to the Father through the Son and the Holy Spirit. Be with us, God, now, henceforth, and forever. We'll worship you in spirit and in truth. Come on, say amen. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Our Father. Thank you, Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, God, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We worship you. We exalt you. We appreciate you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry, our CFM Virtual Church. To the virtual audience, those of you who are tuning in by airways, those of you who are tuning in by earways, amen. whether you're listening to the podcast, whether you're on the broadcast with us with Facebook, oh my goodness, on YouTube, whether you're with us at RhemaCFChurch.com, we're running live on our page. We are here for those of you who can't get it out, those of you who just won't come out right now, but we're praying to God with you because we don't want to, oh my God, forsake the assembly. And we are assembling together in the spirit even right now. Amen. So we bless God for you. Listen, if you're here and you're hearing this broadcast, we wanted you to share it with someone. Share it out. If God so leads you to be blessed by it, then you share it so someone else may be blessed by it as well. Amen. We come from Rhema CFM Virtual Church. Pastor Carzadine and Elder Bill, we bless God for you. We appreciate you and the Rhema family. We really acknowledge you in the presence of the Lord. Amen. 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 Let's go ahead and get in the word this morning. Thank you, God. You know, sometimes we go through some things that hurt. We go through some things, some aches and some pains. And we just declare and decree that it's over. But when the pain comes, that doesn't mean it's over. Let me tell you this morning that pain is a sign of life. Pain is a sign of life. Pain, a sign of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Can you see those rustic nails and those thorns that they put on our Savior's head this morning? Pain, a sign of life. You know, human nature sometimes draws us to things which are painful. That's our flesh. And it will draw us into situations and circumstances sometimes that we already know is not good for us. We already know it might harm us. We already know it might hurt us. Some of us go back to the same things that have already caused the pain. You see? Oh my goodness. Instead of staying clear of those things, for some odd reason, we like to kind of creep back towards those things. We might go in head first, already knowing that the crash might be detrimental. So let's talk this morning. Pain, a sign of life. Let's talk this morning about this right here. Some of our brothers and sisters who experienced pain, who went through physical hurt, who went through spiritual hurt, went through even financial disappointments. Sometimes we've looked at what Moses had to encounter. He went through some hurts and some pain. We don't know what loss he was feeling from being separated from his biological family. We don't know the pain and the disappointment and the discouragement that he may have been dealing with as he had to face Pharaoh and go through some things that God sent him to go through. Pain, a sign of life. He had to endure some things. Come on, God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Elder, if you can get me a little air. Amen. Thank you, God. Pain, a sign of life. So why does God allow suffering and pain? Is it he that has caused the pain? Is it he that has set down pain? Did he design us or create us to be in pain? Not the God we served. But as we think about different people in the Bible, Samson had to go through some love pain even because he was betrayed by the one he thought loved him. There's been some pain, some physical pain that many of our biblical brothers and sisters have gone through, and many of us have gone through. Pain, a sign of life. Listen, if you can't feel anything, are you yet living? Are you alive? Oh my goodness. Would we rather not have pain? Certainly. But pain can be a sign of life. Pain can cause us to become stronger. Listen, sometimes we got to do it with some help. Sometimes we got to do it with changing some things we're doing. Sometimes we've got to do it with just moving forward. Listen, thank you, Lord. Let's look at some scriptures this morning. Thank you, God. We're going to start by looking at what the Apostle Paul wrote to us. As he reminded, he really is speaking to the Romans, but he's reminding us in Romans 8, 5 through 8. The word of God says, those who live according to the flesh have their minds set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their minds set on what the Spirit desires. The mind governed by flesh is death. That's pain. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so. Those who are in the realm of the flesh cannot please God. You're going to stay in pain. Wow. The mind governed by the flesh is death. By what we want to flock to, we take ourselves sometimes to some places that are killing us. We may not experience total death all at once. Sometimes some things die in us. Even we hear sometimes, don't kill their spirit. Don't drag them down until they no longer have a will to live. Sin, my God. Oh my goodness, pain. A sign of life. Pain around us. Pain in us. Oh my goodness. The mind governed by death, by the flesh, that's verse 6, is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit, it says, is life and peace. Don't miss that. The mind governed by the flesh is death. But the mind governed by the Spirit is life and peace. Pain. A sign of life. My goodness. When we can exhaust the pain. When we can release the pain. When we can relieve the pain. When we can get rid of the pain. Listen. Things change. And they change for the better. My goodness. Sin has physical penalties, you see, in this life. But for those who are in Christ, it has no ultimate penalty for us. Sin can bring about pain that we will never, ever get rid of. But oh my goodness, sin, pain, a sign of life. Christ tells us himself in the scriptures. As we look at John the 10th chapter, the 7th through the 11th verses. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. Hear them who? The thieves and robbers, all that came before me, all that were telling this and telling that, leading this and leading that. Verse 9 says, I, Christ, am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Oh, that green pasture that 23rd Psalm reminds us about. But the thief, it says in that 10th verse, come not but for to what? Steal, pain, kill, pain, and destroy, pain, a sign of life. A sign of what we're going through. A sign of what we're dealing with. But Christ says, I come that they might have life and that they might have it what? More abundantly. Don't miss the 11th verse now because we often stop at the 10th. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Ha, that's your pain relief right there. Pain, a sign of life. A sign of going through, a sign of hanging in there, a sign of holding on and holding out. But he says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That's where the pain is. He took the pain. He'll take the pain away. I know he'll take the pain away. Not too many of us would disagree about this, that each day that we live, it needs to be lived life to the fullest. How is this fullness of life that Christ said, I came that they might have it more abundantly? That means have it fully. That doesn't mean having all of the things of the earth. That means living fully in the spirit. Amen. That means living as Christ reminded us in verse 6, the mind governed by the flesh of Romans 8, the mind governed by the flesh is death, but the mind governed by the spirit is life and peace. That's the more abundantly. You've got to be governed by the Spirit of God, not by your flesh, not by what you think your physical needs are, your earthly needs are. Because see, if you seek him first and his righteousness, it already tells us that all things will be added to us. The pain that Christ endured, you see, was a sign of life for us. Pain, a sign of life. The pain that Christ endured was a sign of life for us, so that we could stop dying. We could stop failing. We could stop feeling like we were the worst creation that God made. We are one of the best creations that God made. Isaiah 53 and 5 reminds us that Christ endured this pain for us. But he, Isaiah 53 and 5 says, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Pain, a sign of life. Are you getting it now? His pain was a sign of life for us. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Oh my goodness. And with his stripes, we are what? We're healed. He'll take the pain away. I know. Leave that right there. He'll take the pain away. He was wounded. Christ was wounded for what we've done. Our mess up. Our foolishness. Our transgressions. Our trespasses. Our lies. Our filthy lucre. Everything about us that's not of God. Christ took the wound for it. He was bruised for our sin, our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He had to take it so we could have peace. And with his stripes, we are healed. Pain, a sign of life. 1 Peter 3 and 18. For Christ also suffered our sins, the righteous for the unrighteous. My God, to bring you to God. He, Christ, was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. I done died one time, don't have to die no more. Y'all probably don't know some of these songs I'm singing. I done died one time, don't have to die no more. I done died from sin. Oh my goodness, listen. For Christ also suffered once for sins. He's not going to suffer for our sins again. Do you get it? The righteous for the unrighteous. He was without blemish, but he came to clean up our mess, to bring us to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit. 1 Peter 4 and 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves, get yourself together, also with the same attitude. Pain, a sign of life. Because whoever suffers, goes through in the body, is done with sin. Whoever goes through in the body, you see pain, a sign of life. You see, when we go through the pains, even those that take us to death in this earth, we become alive in God. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord our God. Pain, a sign of life. 1 Peter 2, 24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. He already said that. By Christ's wounds, by everything he was struck with, the thorns on his head, listen, the nails in his flesh, by his wounds, you have been healed. Pain, a sign of life. Do you get it yet? Do you get yet that this man, Jesus, went through for us, went through the pain of this earth, went through, even at some point, he became low because he cried out to the Father, can you take this off me? Can I not go through this? But then he understood God's will, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He remembered his commitment to God the Father to try to save this earth, the earth, the Lord, the fullness thereof, they that dwell therein. God needs us to know he has not abandoned us. Pain, a sign of life. You might be going through right now, but understand there is life everlasting to come. You might be dealing with some things right now, but understand though you feel the pain, do you understand there are some people around us, they don't even feel their pain? When you've got something going on that upsets the flesh, listen, because of the physical, the mental, the emotional pain, what it does is strikes a nerve with our spirit. And our spirit man begins to rebuke it. Our spirit man begins to come stronger. Our spirit man remembers that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Pain, a sign of life. The pain that we feel in life will not last forever. But to live, it will one day go away. And one day we will live in a new heaven and a new earth to the glory of the everlasting God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Revelation 21, 1 through 4. Thank you, God. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. Thank you, Lord. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed to for her husband. Thank you, Lord. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And that fourth verse says, he, God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Pain, a sign of life. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Thank you, Lord. Pain, a sign of life. The old order. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. Why? Why? For the old order of things, this earth is gone, it's passed away. The things, oh my goodness, the system set up to run this world, this earth, the systems that go against God shall be passed away. The very things that go against Christ shall be passed away. Every tongue that blasphemes the Holy Spirit shall be passed away. Every sin and corrupt thing shall be passed away. Oh my God, old man shall be transformed into a new man. Old things are passed away. You will no longer be caught up in the pains of this earth, because pain came through Christ to save us and give us life more abundantly, to save us and give us life eternal. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. Come on, if you're in pain right now, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, listen, come on. I know if you're dealing in the physical, you're dealing in the emotional, you're dealing, oh my God, in the mental. Listen, what's going to happen is, if you understand the origin of that pain that Christ had to go through, then you will understand that that pain that he went through is a sign of life, and your spiritual will overcome all of the things of the flesh, the mental, the physical, the emotional. The spiritual man has to be fed and nurtured and strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hold on just a little while longer. And if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, if you don't understand what it means to come out of the pain, to come out of the flesh, if you haven't given your commitment to him, now's the time. Not tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Now is the time. And we extend to you an opportunity, even right now, to come on into the kingdom, because this old order is going to pass away. You got to be a part of the newness of life. Come on in now. Come on, give your hand. God will take your heart. He wants you, all of you, not a portion of you, not just Sunday meetings, not just prayer sometimes. He wants all of you. He wants you to commit to living in his way. Not some ways. He's got to deliver us from all of our sinful ways. We can't give up this and hold on to that. Come on. And it's so easy. It's not hard. He tells us in Romans 10 and 9, if you confess with, we're going to get our announcements. We want you to listen in, and we'll be right back.